Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God bless you all out there in radio land. Welcome to the Prayer Works Ministry broadcast with your host, Evangelist Sheila Hameen, and co-host, Evangelist Maybel Edmond, and Evangelist Dr. Khadija Hameen. At this time, we're going to have a word of prayer by Evangelist May. God bless you, Evangelist.
Praise the Lord. Let us prepare our hearts for a word of prayer. Gracious Lord, we come before your presence and we thank you. We want to thank you for this day. Thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your love, for all that you've done for us. Pray that you will help us, give us strength. You know where we're weak. Build us up where we are torn down. Help us to keep our minds stayed on you. Help us to watch under prayer. Look on this broadcast. Pray that you'll bless. Have your way today. Let the Spirit of God prevail. And let the blood of Jesus cover. Help us today, O Lord. Come to our rescue, O Lord. You know what we're dealing with. You know all about us. Help us, O Lord. Give us strength in our bodies. Touch our bodies. Heal, oh, Lord. Oh, my God, I know that heart of healing, and I know you're able. I'm looking to you. I'm trusting in you, taking you at your word. Pray that you help me, Jesus, to do thy will. Speak your word today, oh, Lord. Meet us here today on this broadcast. Let a soul be blessed. Let someone receive the word of God into their hearts, in the name of Jesus. I pray, Lord Jesus, that you will send your anointing. Let the Spirit of God prevail. Let the blood of Jesus cover and bind the works of Satan. He seeks to hinder, but we come, Lord, in the name of the Lord. And we bind the works of the devil in the name of Jesus. Have thine own way. Let thy will be done. And all those souls that are listed on all of the prayer lists, we pray that you will touch them one by one and name by name.
Touch, Lord.
Heal and deliver, O Lord. Save the unsaved and those who are afflicted. We pray that you heal the afflictions and the infirmities, the weaknesses and everything that's going on. We know you're able. Those souls that are bereaved of their loved ones, we pray that you will touch them, that you will lift the burdens of their heart and comfort them, O Lord. In this trying time, O Lord, have mercy today. Let your spirit prevail. Let your blood cover, O Lord, those souls that want to be saved. I pray that you will save them, O Lord. Help them to seek your faith. Help them to call upon your name. Help them to run for their lives. In the name of Jesus. I know you can do it. We believe you. We take you at your word. We for all that you've already done. And we thank you, Lord. We believe that you're going to bless, that you're going to save, and that you're going to heal. And we take you at your word today. And we say thank you today, Lord.
Thank you,
and
Jesus.
We glorify the name of the Lord. We worship you, Lord. For thou art so worthy. Thou art excellent. And, Lord, we thank you, Lord. Thank you for all, Lord. Pray that you continue to go with us. Stand by us. Bless us. Keep us. Lead us and guide us. Oh, my God, bless this broadcast. Let us all be blessed today. In Jesus' name we pray, oh, Lord. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen. Good evening, and God bless you all. We thank God for that opening prayer coming through Evangelist Maybel Edmond. And if you're just tuning in, you are listening to Prayer Works Ministry, a God-inspired ministry dedicated to prayer and promulgation of the true gospel of Jesus Christ. We do believe in praying to God for all. You can be blessed, delivered, healed, and made whole through prayer and faith in God. And we invite you to join us in worshiping and praising God. So at this time, we'll read our opening scripture. It's taken from the 96th number of Psalm, beginning with the first verse, and I'm reading from the King James Version Bible. And that's the 96 number of Psalm beginning with verse 1. And it reads, O sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord all the earth. Sing unto the Lord, bless his name. Shew forth his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the heathen, his wonders among all people. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Give unto the Lord, O ye kindreds of the people. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. O worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Fear before him all the earth. Say among the heathen that the Lord reigneth. The world also shall be established, that it shall not be moved. He shall judge the people righteously. Let the heavens rejoice, and let the earth be glad. Let the sea roar, and their fullness thereof. Let the field be joyful, and all that is therein. Then shall all the trees of the wood rejoice before the, then shall all the trees of the wood rejoice before the Lord. For he cometh to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness, and the people with his truth. Thank God for the remembered word, the 96th number of Psalm, the first of the 13 verses throughout its entirety. And again, thank you so much for tuning into Prayer Works Ministry. The broadcast airs every Friday night at 7 o'clock p.m. and every Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m. You may listen by dialing 563-999-3634, or you can listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/Prayer Works Ministry. If you wish to correspond with Prayer Works Ministry, our email address is prayerworksministry100@gmail.com. To send us postal mail, you can use the mailing address P.O. Box 27148. Baltimore, Maryland, 21230. Our prayer request phone number is 410-209-7503. And if you are clergy and you're feeling a little bold, you want to have remarks after the word, or you have a testimony you'd like to tell, a song you'd like to sing, or an encouraging word you'd like to share, you can call us live at 551-241-6677. And if you're looking to support other ministries, or you just need a little encouragement to help you get through the week, on Tuesdays and Sunday evenings at 7 o'clock p.m., Evangelist Nebel Edgen hosts the Gospel Truth broadcast at 605-373-5995. That access code is 565-2166. The Gospel Truth Prayer Mission hosts Sunday afternoon service at 12 o'clock p.m. at 18 East Center Street in Woodbury, New Jersey. On Thursday at 6 o'clock p.m., Missionary Myrtle Huff, Missionary Rebecca Ingram, and Missionary Kristen Watson host the Power Prayer Line at 978-990-5337. That access code is 346-9155. Pardon me. Grace Temple Church hosts Sunday evening service via teleconference at 6 o'clock p.m., where Pastor Jerry Bennett is the pastor. The phone number is 720-740-9840. That access code is 182-7631. Ministry Emmanuel Hoag's teamed up with Evangelist Lynette Bradley each night at 9 o'clock p.m. on the Prayer News Network at 339-209-6891. And we want to continue to pray for the souls that are on our prayer list. Please contain prayer for the bereaved Ingram Sewell family, for the bereaved Harrell family, Sean Howard and his mother, Darnell Williams, the bereaved Jones family, W.L. and the bereaved Turner family, the bereaved Edmund family, Mrs. Joel Paldo and the bereaved Paldo family, A.D., Evangelist Ruth Thompson, Evangelist Cynthia Edmund, all the bereaved families, and Katrina Jones, and those are all the, there's not a lot of the announcements that I have. We Christian Temple is actually going into our Sunday school convention, our annual Sunday school convention. And I know a flyer was sent out. Let's see if I can try to find it real fast. But it's going to be held at Riverwood Temple in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. And I might not be able to get that information. I'm going to pull it up because it's actually going to be this next Friday. This is the Lord's will. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
The 23rd.
Yes, thank you. Yeah. 23rd, the 24th, and 25th. Amen. Thank you so much. And I believe services are going to be held at 10 o'clock a.m. and 7 o'clock p.m. But I will have all of that information. Well, I wanted to give that information. If anybody else has that, because I know something was sent, I believe something was sent out about it. But I just can't locate it right now. So I'll try to, if I get it, then I'll just, and you can announce it at the end as well. But those are all the announcements that I have at this time. And we're going to go ahead and turn the broadcast. If you don't mind, just giving some words of encouragement and introducing our speaker.
Yes, praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for the scripture that was read. Praise God. God is to be feared. Glory to God. And the last verse that she read says, behold, he cometh. Praise God. And it says, for he cometh to judge the earth. And the message on last night was, behold, the bridegroom cometh. Praise the Lord, he's coming.
Right.
And I'm encouraging everyone on the line to be ready, because it won't be any time to get ready when the Lord comes. We must be ready. Whatsoever state we find ourselves in, when he returns, that we will remain in. So now is the time to seek the Lord. Now is the time to run for your life. Now is the time to get in a hurry for your soul, for the Lord cometh. Praise God. So we just want to encourage you so you can be ready. And if you don't know the Lord, it's time to get to know him. And as we prepare our hearts for a word of prayer, praise God for the word of God. If you listen intently, you can receive the word of God, receive the Holy Ghost, and receive salvation for your soul. And at this time, we're going to present to you in the person of Evangelist Sheila Hameen out of Baltimore, Maryland, Holy Temple Church of God. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I thank God for this great opportunity. Just thank God once again for how he blessed us. We are here praising the Lord. Amen. Giving God the glory, for he is worthy of all the praises. And I thank God for the prayer. I thank him for that scripture that was read. And I thank God for the word that I heard on last night, how it is a witness
to
that word that we heard last night. What a powerful, mighty, powerful message, anointed message that came through on last night. My soul is rejoicing. Hallelujah. I just thank God for his word. His word is true. It's important that we are ready when the bridegroom comes. He's on his way, but we have to be ready. Amen. Praise God. I just give honor to the Lord, for he has done marvelous things, great and mighty things in my life. And by the grace of God, we are still here, and we still have an opportunity to prepare to meet our God. Amen. And I'm not going to prolong the time, but moving right along, getting ready to go to the word of God, let us bow our heads for a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come before you right now, calling on your name. Lord, we ask that you minister to us through your word. But Lord God, your word has everything we need. Bless us, Lord, with the blessing that we stand in need of. Have your way, Lord. Take control. We ask it in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise God. So I would like to turn your attention to the word of God, to the book of Romans, the 5th chapter, beginning with verse 1, Romans 5. Beginning with verse 1, and it reads, actually I'm reading from the King James Version Bible, Romans 5, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope, and hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our heart by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. But when we were yet without strength, time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commended his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Amen. Thank God for the reading of the Word of God. Praise the Lord. I just want to add one more verse. Going on to verse 9, much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. Amen. Praise God. And this is judgment time. It's a time for preparation, like that message that came on last night. Some of them were ready and some were not. But if I were you, I would prepare, amen, while I have a chance. And the thought that I want to leave with you on this afternoon is I am determined to go through. Praise the Lord. I want to encourage you to take this thought personally and say for yourself, I am determined to go through. And also, I want to add Romans 6 and 23. It reads, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. God has already made it possible for us to be saved from the wrath to come. And that wrath of God, when it comes, we cannot be delivered. We can't escape.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. But if we make the right moves right now, we repent and make sure our heart is right with God, we can escape that wrath to come. Because Jesus shed his blood for us, we can be saved. But we have to repent before God and receive forgiveness of sin. For if we don't
Amen.
Receive forgiveness of sin, we can be lost. Hallelujah. Like the five foolish virgins, they were not prepared when the bridegroom showed up. But later on, they tried to come and get inside the door, but the door was shut. It's like a window of opportunity while God is delaying his coming. Amen. That's being merciful to us, allowing us a chance to whatever it is that we need to do to please God, to serve him, to obey him. We have time to do it right now, but time is running out, so don't put it off any longer. Praise be to God, but to be determined to go through no matter what. And I know that sometimes it seems like the load is so heavy, we just can't bear it. It seems like the temptations are so strong, we're not able to yield, not to hold back from yielding to those temptations. Hallelujah. But God will give us the strength we need. God
yes,
will help us to yield, not to yield to those temptations. God will uphold us in the time of trouble. Glory be to God, but we must trust in the Lord and be determined to go through. Hallelujah. I'm determined because I don't want to be lost. I don't want to end up in that lake that burns with fire and brimstone. I don't want to be left out, hallelujah, when the door is closed. Glory be to God. Like those foolish virgins began to knock on the door, saying, Lord, Lord, open unto us. But the reply that they got was, I don't know you. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I don't want to hear those words in that day and that time. Standing before the Lord, hearing him say, depart from me, you worker of iniquity. I know you not, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ. Glory, hallelujah. And if the Spirit of God dwell in you, the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead, he will also quicken your mortal body. The Lord
Amen.
Will raise you up. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But you must be determined to go through. And that's the thought I want to leave with you today, how God had commended his love toward us. So while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. He died for the whole entire world. And therefore, anyone who wants to be saved has the same opportunity, has that same chance to be saved. You don't have to be lost. You don't have to end up in the lake that burns with fire and brimstone. You don't have to be lost forever, eternally separated from God, but you can have eternal life. Glory to God. You can be with God forever, but you have to be determined to continue to go through, to keep on holding on, keep on pressing your way. Maybe you've been seeking the Lord and trying to receive the Holy Ghost. Today is the day of salvation. You don't have to wait any longer. But if you can only believe the Lord, the Bible lets us know that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Just call on the Lord. Cry out to him and believe him in your heart. Hallelujah. And the Lord, he will save your soul. But just believe God. You must be determined. I recall that when I had made up my mind to return to the Lord, the enemy tried everything to keep me from getting back to the Lord. Oh, glory to God. Any time you make up your mind that you're going to obey God, that you're going to do the will of God, that you're going to live right, that you're going to do what's right, here comes the enemy to try to block your path. Here he comes to plant all kinds of negative thoughts in your mind. Here he comes to impede your progress. Hallelujah. But you must be determined to go through anyway. You must be determined to keep on going. Glory to God. Hallelujah. In spite of everything, no matter what's happening in your life, maybe there's trouble in your home. Maybe your loved ones, they hate you or have turned against you. But the Lord God loves you, and he cares about you. You can be saved. Hallelujah. But be determined. If there's something you desire of God, don't give up, but be determined to go through whatever you have to go through to receive what you desire from the Lord. Just like I've heard many testimonies, there was somebody desiring to get their deliverance. They desired to have the Holy Ghost, so they put forth the effort. They began to fast and pray. They began to cry out to God, deny themselves whatever it took. Hallelujah. They were willing to do it because they wanted to come through. They wanted the Holy Ghost. So when you want something from God, and I mean you really want it,
away from things. Hallelujah. You go before God and do whatever you need to do. If it takes crying all night, if it takes praying all night, whatever it takes, if it takes giving up your job or giving up your loved one, whatever it takes, you're willing to go through, hallelujah, to receive of the Lord what your heart desires. Oh, glory be to God. And with this knowledge that Christ died for us while we were yet sinners, let us know that he cared. He cared for us. Hallelujah, that he was willing to come all the way down here to the earth to give his life on the cross so that we might be saved. It says a lie. It lets us know that he loves us and he cares about us unconditionally. All we have to do is just accept his love, accept this grace that God has given us. But we have access to Christ through faith. Amen. We have access to the grace of God. So the Lord God has justified us by faith. And now we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. It was the blood of Jesus that was shed on the cross that has cleaned us up, that has purged us, that have made us free. Hallelujah. Amen. So be determined to go through, determined to hold on. Don't give up. Don't stop. Hallelujah. Because God is with us. God cares about us. Now praise God for the word of God. I thank God because of his love. Now thank him because he looked down on a sinner like me one day. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I thank him because he had mercy on my soul when I didn't even deserve it. Oh, praise the Lord. And I thank him for forgiving my sins. I thank the Lord for converting me, sanctifying me, and filling me with the Holy Ghost. I thank him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I just think about where the Lord brought me from. When I look back over my life, I can see now that there were many times when the Lord stepped in when I needed him most. Praise God. And when I was a child, how Satan tried to destroy me, actually tried to kill me. Oh, glory to God, but God stepped in right on time. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I thank God for just looking out for me and how he cared for me when I didn't know anything about God. Oh, praise the Lord. But I thank him for manifesting himself to me and letting me see just how good he is and how merciful he is. And when I came to the knowledge of Christ, I desired to learn more about him. I wanted a relationship with the Lord. And even as a child, just a young girl, the Lord began to reveal himself to me. Thank you, Jesus. And at that time, oh, yes, Lord, thank you, Jesus. I had a misunderstanding about the Lord, but he made himself known to me. And then in my youth, he called me into the ministry. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And then I yielded to the will of God. But after a while, slid on God. And I stayed out in the world for a time. And I prayed to God because I wanted to return to the Lord. And the Lord had mercy on me. Thank you, Jesus. But so many don't make it back. that he gave me another chance. And he allowed me to return. He restored my soul. And I'm so glad about it. This is why I'm determined to go through. No matter what's going on, no matter the situation, I'm determined to go through, to keep holding on, because I want to receive that crown of righteousness. I want to hear the voice of the Lord say to me, well done, thou good and faithful servant, enter into the joy of the Lord. Glory, hallelujah. So on today, no more running, no more drawing back, but be determined to just go through and do whatever it takes to hold on to the Lord. Hold fast that you have and see that no man take your crown. Hold on to what God has blessed you with. Don't let anyone steal it from you. Don't let anyone take it from you. But you hold fast to that you have from the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Be determined no matter what. Thank God for the word of God. Just thank God because of his goodness and his mercy. Maybe you who are listening desire now something from the Lord. Someone who doesn't know the Lord today, you can get to know him today. If you're willing to repent and be godly sorry for all the sins you committed against God, God is a merciful God. He's willing, more than able, and he can do it for you today. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. If there's someone with a plague in you, in your body, or disturbing you in your mind, and you desire the God to make you whole from this infirmity, sickness, disease, or whatever it may be, God has the power, and he specializes in things impossible. When the doctors give you up and there's nothing else they can do, God will take your case. Hallelujah. Oh, glory be to God. And he knows just what to do. Hallelujah. He has never lost a patient. Glory be to God. So you can trust God with anything. You can come to him and believe him. And he will do it for you today. So let us believe God and go to him in prayer, having faith, doubting nothing, but believing God with our whole heart. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come humbling our hearts before you, asking for mercy, for forgiveness. Lord, we pray right now that you will stretch forth your mighty hand, that you will touch, Lord, heal, deliver, and make whole, my God. Work wonders, Lord. Work miracles, oh God, for those who are sick in their bodies, desiring a healing, Lord. Touch them right now. Heal their bodies, oh God. Make them whole right now. Rebuke whatever sickness, disease, or any infirmity that's plaguing them now. Rebuke it in the name of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus wash them and clean them up. Oh, my God. Purify them inside and out in the name of Jesus. If any sins have been committed, Lord, forgive their sins and take them away in the name of Jesus. Oh, blessed Savior, we come to you, Lord, on behalf of those who are on our prayer list. Lord God, the names that were called out, the names that were not even heard, that we don't even know about, you know about them, Lord. We pray, God, a special prayer that you will grant them that request, that you will bless them today. will and according to your permissive will. In the name of Jesus, we believe you, Lord, and we're taking you at your word. For your word is true, and everything you promise, we know, God, that you will keep your promise. Oh, Lord God, we bless your name today. We pray, Lord, that you'll remember us, that you will help us down here, that you will strengthen us, oh God, and encourage us, Lord Jesus. Lift heavy burdens, oh Lord. Take away all doubts and fear. Destroy the works of the enemy. Destroy the spirit, Lord. Destroy the yokes of bondage in the name of Jesus, oh Lord, and cover us, Lord, and preserve us. Take us through, Lord. Hold our hand. Walk by our side in the name of Jesus. Oh, my Lord, we're depending on you. We can't make it without you. We can't do anything without you. We're looking to you, Lord. You are the author and finisher of our faith. Oh, my Lord, please work it out right now. Fix it for us, Lord. Look on those, our leaders, oh God, our loved ones, Lord Jesus, all of those, oh God, who are connected to us. Let a special blessing come upon them, Lord, and bless the congregation, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we know you're able. There's nothing too hard for you, and there's nothing impossible. But Lord God, we believe today that we have the petition we've asked. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And we give you thanks, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, oh, my God, for hearing our prayer. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your
blessing.
Thank you for the manifestation of your spirit.
Thank
you for your healing power.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, thank you for the miracles, Lord
Jesus.
We thank you for working it out for us, my God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus, for everything done, Lord, for what you're doing right now. We thank you in advance. Hallelujah. Praise your name. We thank you, Lord, for this prayer. And, oh, God, for your people everywhere. Remember your people, Lord. We thank you, oh, God. All of these and other blessings we ask. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. We thank God for the word of God. Thank God for prayer. Let's give the Lord a praise, everyone. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, Lord, we
thank you. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank
you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank God for prayer. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
The Lord put his touch. Oh, glory to God. I just thank God. I love to pray the Lord. So pray. Amen. Because prayer works. Thank you, Jesus. I can recall I used to run from prayer, but now I run to pray. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Realizing that prayer works. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
And I understand, too, that prayer is a part of my ministry. Glory to God. I didn't know it at the time. I used to run. But I used to try to dodge from them calling me to lead the prayer. Oh, glory to God. But one day, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
one
Jesus.
One day, committed, I made a commitment to the Lord, and I stopped running from the prayer, and I just told the Lord, I said, Lord, if you want me to pray, I will pray. Glory, hallelujah. And he's been blessing me ever since that time. Glory, hallelujah. Thank God. It's a prayer. Amen. So at this time, we're going to give way for remarks. If there's anyone who would like to have remarks, any clergy on the line, you are welcome to have remarks at this time. But we're going to give way for Evangelist May to have remarks. God bless you.
Praise God. Oh, what a beautiful message, anointed message coming through Evangelist Hameen. She preached under the anointing and she prayed to the anointing. And that's what we need. We have to have the anointing. And I thank God because the anointing breaks the yoke. I thank God for this beautiful message on today. And this is a personal salvation. She said, sermon, go through. And that's the way it has to be. Every individual has to have their own mind made up that they are going through whatever the test, trial, whatever. People don't like you. People talk about you. It don't matter. You've got to be determined to go through. They might scandalize your name, might put your name out as evil, whatever they do. You determined to go through. That's the only way you want to make it. There's no other way to make it. You must go through. It's going to be, the Bible says, that we must do much tribulation into the kingdom of God. That's the only way we're going to get in. It's not an easy bed of roses. We've got to go through something down here. But we can make this journey. I thank the Lord today. I thank God. I'm very much encouraged through the message. And I encourage you, Evangelist Hameen, yes, Lord, continue to preach the word of God and continue in prayer and supplication. And I am praying for you. And I ask that you all will pray for me and that the Lord will help me to do his will. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Any other remarks? If not, we just thank God for this broadcast on this afternoon. Praise the Lord. And I'm encouraged in the word of God. I am determined. Praise God. We must much tribulation enter into the kingdom of God. So it's not a flowery bed of ease. You can't expect that.
Yeah.
Amen. Praise the Lord. As Apostle Paul said in this passage, he said, but we glory in tribulation. So when tribulation comes, glory in them. Amen.
Yes.
And remain determined. Praise God. So we thank God for the word of God. Thank God for this broadcast. For all of you who have tuned in, praise the Lord. We encourage you to take the word of God in and apply it to your own life. Live by it daily. Amen. And God will surely bless you. And we are looking forward to our Sunday school convention, which will be held at Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, at Deliverance Temple Holiness Church of God. Pastor Gary Calloway is the pastor, and his companion, Elder Sister Linda Calloway, is the assistant pastor. Praise the Lord, and I believe the service begins. I know Aunt Khadijah was thinking that something was sent out, but the only thing I saw come across was that Sunday school projects will be presented on Saturday during the first service, the morning service. But services begin Friday morning at 10 a.m., and the night service begins at 7 p.m., if it be the Lord's will. We expect to be streaming the service live here on the broadcast.
So if you're not able to be in Harrisburg, tune in for the live service Friday, February 23rd. Praise God. The district meeting will convene throughout the weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. On Saturday morning, service at 10 a.m., Saturday night, 7 p.m., Sunday morning, Sunday school, 10 a.m., morning worship service, 11 a.m., and evening worship service, 7 p.m. Please be sure to tune in. Amen. And on Friday night, or if you're able to, stop in and worship the Lord with us at some time during the weekend. If you're not able to be there, keep us in your prayers. Amen. Praying that God will bless and that the Lord will have his way. I'm excited about this Sunday School Convention. Praise God. Because many of them that I had gone to before COVID and all that, I used to be there. Every time we would go, God would meet us there. The anointing would come so strong. The word of God would be preached. And I tell you, our souls would be greatly blessed. So I try not to miss any Sunday School Convention, because it's like God, he just really blessed. Not that he doesn't bless in other services, but it seemed to be like a greater blessing just being there. But, you know, anywhere we are and the blessings of God come, they are great blessings. So I'm looking forward to being blessed of the Lord. Is there anything else before we close out? And you can tune in tonight to the Gospel Truth broadcast, amen, at 7 p.m. It was announced. So I would like to have Evangelist May come back and announce it once again, with the number that you can call and listen in on tonight. If you desire to tune in, you can get more blessings. They don't have to stop. You know, I had this thing where my praise doesn't end after service, but it goes on until time to go to sleep. Amen. I'm praising the Lord all day long. But this is the Lord's day. And I'm rejoicing and I'm glad. Amen. Praise God. So,
yes. Yes. Praise the Lord. You can listen in to the Gospel Truth broadcast by dialing 1-605-313-5995. And the access code is 5652166#. Once again, that's 1-603-313-5995, and the access code is 5652166#. And meet us there at 7 p.m. on tonight, and then we are back here again on Tuesday night at 7 p.m. for the oldies but goodies in the gospel. Feel free, and if you're ever in the area, the Woodbury area, you can meet us at 18 East Center Street in Woodbury, New Jersey, 12 o'clock on Sunday. And we will be there in service, Lord willing. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So be sure to tune in at any time. You are welcome. Praise God. We do thank God for the broadcast on this afternoon, and we ask you to please continue to pray for all of those who are on the prayer list. We thank you for your continued prayer, for your support, and for all you do to support our ministry. We praise God for you. And we, at this time, this concludes the broadcast. May God bless you. May heaven smile upon you, and good night.
This session is no longer being recorded.